every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant who I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid?
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then I will trust.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Praise and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Hail to you, our King. You alone are compassionate with our faults.
Praise and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas, the Iscariot, one of his disciples and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sure for those of you that are married, there's little things that your spouses may do that make or irritate you. Could be just simply like not picking up their clothes or putting the cap on the toothpaste or something like that. Of course, for those who are not married, like priests or deacons, or at least transitional deacons, little things can annoy us as well, not so much the things that you would experience, but if you notice today when we did the penitential rite, I stole the part of the deacon, which is, we didn't rehearse this beforehand. Usually when we use Formula A, which is the confiteor, I'm supposed to lead that, then he chimes in with the Kyries. And today, I think we did option C or the third option, and I just forgot I had the deacon with me. So I hope he won't forgive me for that. But there's another thing that annoys me, too, about deacons, and we don't rehearse this, is that sometimes when I say, as a priest, let us call to mind our sins, at the beginning of Mass, and all of the deacon's trying to jump right there and goes right into the Lord have mercy, and we'd have no time to think about our sins. So this is something that you need to talk about your pastor in the future about, or at least the short time you have left as a deacon, to figure out how to coordinate the liturgical stuff better. I'm just noticing in the archdiocese that the deacons tend to not want to lose their parts, so they don't pause. They just jump right in there. I think little things can bother us, and this is just as little examples. It doesn't bother me at all, but there are things that do bother us, and somehow we have to look beyond them. And this is, I think, as we get into Holy Week, we look at this idea that a smoldering wick you will not quench, or a bruised reed you will not, whatever. You don't step on, or so forth. So something about Jesus is like looking beyond the pain or the irritant or the pain that or the problem that's in front of him, and looking beyond that to something deeper. For instance, like his food is to do the will of the Father. So it's not important what the pain that's going to be causing him, but that he's doing God's will. And also that he's not thinking about justice, what is just regarding himself. He's thinking about salvation. How can people be saved? So when he says things like on the cross, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do, he really means it. He really wants to save us, and he wants to not focus on, I should get even with that person. Or it should be about justice alone, and that was not his mission. His mission, he is about justice, but ultimately it's about being a savior. And for us, then the question we have in our lives is, when people do wrong to us, how do we respond? Do we like it or lump it, or do we pray for that person, pray for your persecutors? I think one of the wisest things perhaps that parents say that they repeated when I was young was, offered up. And I think this is a really, this idea, offer up your suffering for this poor souls in purgatory, or offer it up for the salvation of others, is really somewhat the meaning of the Holy Week. That we're offering up whatever is negative in our life and giving it back to God and say, I do this for them. It's really my prayer. My life becomes a sense of the suffering has a redemptive value to it, a salvific value to it. And if you meditate on the scriptures, during Holy Week, you'll see all kinds of occasions where Jesus not only betrayed by a friend, he's left alone by his apostles when he needed them, and Father, forgive them, they know what they're to do. He's there to save, he's there to love them, he's there to, the love rises above the pain that's caused to him. And somehow we'd like to say, may our charity be like Christ. If we offer it up the little inconveniences every day, then that is a way of imitating Christ in his own sacrifice.
The preceding podcast is a production of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta. Copyright 2024.